Brunch.
Don't Do It is for the ADHD girlies, the, you know, head in the cloud girlies, the girlies who just want to relax and get away from it all. I just feel like life is so stressful already, and who wants to be serious when you can be, oh wow, now I'm trying to finish my sandwiches, God.
So sit back and relax. Enjoy your ride home. Enjoy this commute to Reston or wherever you're driving this morning.
Reston. No, the fact that people actually commute out there. I've never been to Reston. I just assume that Reston, Virginia is just some magical island of Virginia.
Let's show some love to the people in, you know, Maryland. So, you know, if you're on the Beltway heading to Silver Spring after a long day of commute,
so crazy.
This one's for you.
Shout out to Rockville. Shout out to White Flint. Shout out to North Bethesda.
I almost really gave the pin. I almost dropped the pin on your job.
Not outing me. So, but what?
Docking? Isn't that what people do? Like docs. Oh, I docs too.
Have you ever paid for information, paid a website to get information on someone?
I'm realizing how crazy I could have been. But no, I didn't. I never have done that. I definitely Google people that I've gone on dates with to see like what's the tea. But like it, I saw like a charge to like really get into it, and I was like, no, I'm okay. I don't need to know about this person that much. It's okay. I'll just let Instagram tell me.
Oh, I wish I could say the same. But
so you Google someone's tax records?
I mean, I definitely have, you know, spent funds to get information on individuals. Is that crazy? Is that not normal?
Nunu in the editing booth. This is what you're gonna edit out. What's the craziest thing I've done? I feel like that's a great.
Not the craziest thing I've done at all.
Okay, then what's the second craziest thing I've done? Because I'm hoping that was your second craziest thing. No, I feel like the craziest thing I have done. Someone I talked to had a stream, and I definitely like hardcore watched the stream for like a whole like 3 weeks after we stopped talking. It was definitely like 3 weeks or a month. I was like watching him.
See, I found that to be worse. You know why? Okay, my thing is my crazy is very contained, and it's about impulse, right? I'm an Aries moon, so everything is about like impulse and power and getting it right then and there. So like,
yeah,
yes, I got the information, but like after that, I was done with it. Like I don't do anything after that.
Oh, well, no. I mean, I was also researching. Like I was like, oh, I'm not missing out on much. And then I moved on. But at the end of the day.
Stalking
is crazy because it would only be...
Okay, what do we consider stalking at the end of the day? Because I was watching this
knowing
TikTok.
Where the person lives and going there.
Okay, no, listen, I was just watching,
okay, y'all,
and
apples to oranges here.
Girl was like, okay, well, I saw this really cute guy and then he was paying, and she saw his credit card, like his name on his credit card, so she looked him up. Is
as a
stalking?
Cashier. As
no,
a cash
not as a cashier,
person?
As like a fellow customer. Like if you were in line somewhere and you saw someone cute or something
and
you were interested in, and you know you pay with their card and you happen to see their name, is that
that's
stalking?
Creepy. That's creepy.
That's
Why?
Creepy.
And I'm saying that because I'm a man, and A, if a man did that, like told me they found me that way, I'd find that creepy. And I
But what if they
would,
liked you?
If I really thought someone was cute and I saw an opportunity to like make a move, I would literally prefer just to make a move than do something that creepy. Like
oh gosh.
I'm crazy enough to think about it, but I won't actually do it. That's crazy.
See, again, I'm on the other side. I just feel like not everyone is bold enough to specifically, you know, put
no, but
themselves
you do
out
what you
there.
Want to do. That's tea. I really was there about Nunu is that When it comes to a man, she's gonna get her man.
Yeah.
And she's done it. She's done it to a science. She's studied a couple movies.
A
And
couple.
I mean, maybe this is a storyline. Like, ladies, sit around. Okay, so if he pulls out his wallet, you're checking for not the numbers, his name. I mean, that's kind
You
of
know,
a lot.
however,
Not even
this
though
was.
you check the name before what card it is, like, oh, it's a fucking Amex. Now I'm
Well, you know,
checking the
if I start
name.
checking all this stuff, now I'm gonna be, accused for fraud. We're just trying to get to know the guy. Oh my gosh. I just feel like, well, for this specific case, she did go a little further. She did look him up and then find his mom and found out that she was part of a book club near her and joined that book club and befriended her to get her to realize that she were both single and then give her son her number so they could go out, which again is extreme, but at the same time, I get it. You know what I mean? Like,
Did you relate to this narrative?
I was like, it is, but it isn't. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's determination. Because again, you're not doing anything that is
conviction.
like specifically harming them or doing anything negative, right? You're saying, I like this person. I need to figure out a way to get this person. I wasn't bold enough to talk to them. So let me do what I got to with my limited information. And I don't know any other way
Let's
to
ask
go
the
about
audience here.
that.
Let's ask the audience here.
Chat, help me
Ladies,
out, chat. You just got that. Did you ever say
chat.
chat like the
Oh,
kids
chat.
do?
Yeah, I know that the kids are saying chat now. So
Oh my
chat.
God, I love that. Help me out,
Let's open a
chat.
chat. Hey, chat. So, do you think it is crazy? Or like if someone approached you in this way that they like Googled you by your credit card and everything,
Okay.
how would you feel uncomfortable if this was
The
a
thing
man
is, you
pursuing
wouldn't
you,
feel
especially a man,
uncomfortable. That's the
especially a
thing. You would
man?
not feel uncomfortable because you would know it. They'd be like, oh my gosh, my mom just introduced me to this right person, right? And you'd be like, oh, this is so great. But, unless it doesn't work out, you don't know that they did all that.
What you don't know makes you stronger. Live a little
I just feel
longer.
like harm should be the main focus. Like, if you're not doing any harm to people, if you're not hurt,
Horror? Yeah, this is
harm,
horror. This is American Horror Story.
harm.
This is the plot.
This is
You're
delicate. This is actually probably the part of the plot of it. Delicate. I mean, I think we all have done something like this. Who
I
hasn't
mean,
joined a club to get close to a guy and find out later
no.
that he was not anything you dreamed about, even though you obsessed for him for a year? Who hasn't done that, right, ladies?
Oh my God, I guess I joined a fraternity for a boy, but we saw how
Okay. Okay, let me tell you, I love well, the
that
things you do for men are actually insane. I think that's like like anything you're doing, is it for a man? That's like actually how I react when I'm now like older. I'm like, is it for a man? It's automatically gonna give me creeps because anything you do for a man, honestly, is embarrassing.
out. Yeah, because it really will just put you in like the most embarrassing situations. And the fact that what makes it worse is when they don't know. That they
And they never know.
you're doing this for them, and they just don't know. They don't know the pressure on the other side of when you're trying to do this. They just act like you're invisible about it. They're like nonchalant, all American.
As you can see, we're having brunch talk this episode. This is things that we go through at our brunches. We sit around and drink and talk about how really weird and terrible we are. I really feel like that's our life.
I don't think our conversations during brunch would pass the Bechdel test at all.
So the fun thing about brunch is I feel like in our heads, especially in our generation, I feel like millennials, we created brunch, right? We instituted what brunch is now. Brunch culture, this is our thing. And brunch, we make up this idea that it's like fun and fancy, and people get dressed up or look nice to be at this nice location and converse, right? Like they did in the olden days. I always think about like where are we getting these ideas from? Sitting around long tables and castles and just conversing. But we all just end up talking about boys, just boys and sex, just being drunk and talking about boys and sex. And I don't know
Because
why.
ultimately, I feel like I mean, we can talk. No, there's other things we talk about. We talk about passion, our goals, what we want to do, where we're gonna go, how we feel about ourselves in that day. There's a
Nah, is
lot
that
of
the cat?
things. There is a lot of things that I like. First of all, I love to talk about me in general. So like it's so I think like there's other things that you can talk about besides it. But brunch talk is always just fun because you're never gonna remember the full details. You're always going to just like laugh, and it always leads to like the afters, which is like the walk somewhere, and then you're like laughing and just like talking, making jokes. That's my favorite, is like just like making jokes and just getting the table going. That's it.
Not the food or the drink.
I mean, that's definitely a focus. Obviously, I constantly like tell people like this place is good, this place is not that great. But I do feel like the people at brunch is what makes it so much more like better. Like I've gone to places where I've gone back with a different group of people and I was like, oh, this place is kind of not that great. Oh, maybe, you know.
I think that brunch is a formula, a recipe, right? Like,
Yeah.
what is the best grouping you can think for a brunch? Is it two people, six, 10?
Oh, I don't know how people do the 20-person brunches. The 20-person brunches feel overwhelming
That's
to
just like a
me.
reunion at that point. A work event.
I think it's aspirational, but it's not actually like
Because you're not going to be
it's
talking
like
to
a
all
big
20
dick.
people
It's
at
like
brunch.
you see a big dick, you're like, oh my God, that's amazing. But then you realize, bitch. So I feel like it's too many people. You're not gonna get to connect with everybody. And it's just like it leaves so much more room for messiness. So I think large brunches are great as an occasion. It has to be an occasion. But if it's for someone's birthday, bitch, you want every, how cheap are you trying to make your tab? Because
It also depends on what you're defining as brunch. Like, is brunch always at a table, or is brunch just doing something at a specific time of day on the weekend? You know what I mean? Because like, I feel like a 20 brunch, a 20 person brunch at a table is insane. Like, again, you're not going to be talking to everyone. Getting up is going to be a bitch, right? But then if you're doing like a soiree, a stand up open table cocktail moment, which I love just kind of standing and looking cunt. And being pretty and walking around and floating. Floating around a room is like the funnest thing to do.
I will say we've gone to a brunch of like four or five people, and then we ended up at a Beyonce concert. So, you know, I feel like four or five people, six people is like plenty. But like, I think once you go into that seventh person, someone's gonna feel outed. But like I said, I've gone to brunches with just one person, and that's also been a hilarious time because I will never forget me and my friend Danny, from And Eight. We went to Barrel at like 2 o'clock for brunch, and we were there for like until dark. We left at like 6 p.m. just at the brunch, and then we went out somewhere else afterwards. So that's also a thing. Brunch to me, the idea of brunch is we're gonna go out and there's an afters. If we're going to brunch and there's no alcohol involved, then yeah, it's like a brunch, like cute, like. But like if it's like, you know, more than four people, we're like. We haven't seen each other in a while. Unbuckle, honey. We're having a Sunday fun day. You know, you love a Sunday fun day once a year.
Once a year, you know. So it's funny you say that because I think that's how I personally got introduced to brunch. If we're going through our histories, when I think of brunch, I think of the Grand Dover Hotel and Resort. Do you remember that? There was a resort in the middle of like nowhere.
First of all, there was no brunch in North Carolina. Stop.
Let me.
Stop. Let's not. Okay, if brunch is new to you, that's fine. But y'all had breakfast, y'all had lunch, and y'all had snacks in between. There's no
Okay, before I
brunch.
continue my little anecdote, my little personal story, does Shoney's count as brunch, chat? Does
Oh,
Shoney's
is
count
that where
as
you were going?
brunch?
Is that where you were going? Shoney's up
I just don't
battleground.
know. So if you're a deep country girl like I am, you know what Shoney's is, and you know Shoney's was it, honey.
Nunu's
When
favorite.
you talk about diabetes, when you talk about clogging arteries, when you're talking about good food, bitch.
Cracker
Shoney's,
Barrel.
honey. All I remember is ordering chocolate milk every time,
That was your lunch
and
and dinner?
running to get just piles of bacon. That's what I think about when I think of Shoney's, chocolate milk and piles of bacon.
I'm so glad you're still alive. I think brunch culture only exists in like big cities.
No. All I have to say, at the Grand Dover Hotel and Resort
Oh,
at Scenic Greensboro, North Carolina. My aunt, my mother, and my cousin, we would all go every May to celebrate my aunt and my mom's birthday because they're all in the month of May. And it is a resort, and you would go for brunch. You would have to pay and go at a specific time and dress up and, do the mimosas and do all the things. It was brunch, right? And we did
Oh.
that every year for a while. I really think until like I moved and then COVID happened. But yes, that's how I was introduced to brunch, was going for my birthday yearly to this resort, and feeling my
Was
fantasy.
this is not you as a child though.
19 to 20 something, yeah.
You were sneaking alcohol. Your mom's a fun mom.
I mean, I've been drinking since 13, so. So that was brunch for me. So for you, was there brunch in Connecticut slash New York?
First of all, we again, I was a water only kid, so when we went out to
Oh, I
eat, it was a
forgot that
rarity.
exists. I always
It was a
forget.
rarity. We would cook at the house. We ate at home, and that was brunch. Okay, and then I was introduced to brunch culture in DC. Like we never. What was brunch in North Carolina? The
Are you
calf,
serious?
the calf. Again, I feel like it's also
I'm
very
sure you had a
American.
brunch, though. I mean, we
No, we went to
did.
Golden Corral. I literally was relating to
No,
you.
honey. What? Okay. Well,
The Golden
again,
Corral Resort and Spa.
I don't know who invented brunch. I do think white people invented brunch. I just feel like they did. I my friend group did brunch. Like, you never had the times where they invite you over to the house because everyone where we lived like rented some rooms in a house, and everyone just lived in a house, and everyone was in different random houses in these hipster neighborhoods. And you would come over for breakfast and drink and have lunch, and you do your day thing. It was brunch, Thanksgivings and brunches and murder mystery dinners. What were your friends doing?
I didn't have friends in high school.
I'm talking about college, honey.
College, we went to breakfast. We called it breakfast. We were not calling it brunch. We were not doing that. And we were definitely
Y'all
not.
are not fancy. Getting back on track, I just feel like I had brunch experiences in North Carolina, even though it wasn't, quote unquote, brunch. I think, if you want to know about our experiences with culinary, it was a lot of diners. It was a lot of diners. What you would do is go to some kind of cool hipster little tucked away diner and go to breakfast, but it wasn't brunch, because brunch is about, well, mimosa specifically, you think?
I think again, brunch, it could be Bloody Marys, mimosas. You could just literally just
Do people actually drink
X-nay
Bloody
the
Marys?
orange
I don't think
juice.
I've ever seen a
X
human
I've
being do
had good
that.
Bloody Marys. I will say I won't say no to a Bloody Mary if it's good.
I'm not gonna judge you, but I will judge you. I'm gonna let you know straight up. I just think it's like such an aesthetic thing. Like, first of all, it's a dumb idea. I'm gonna put something red that's a fruit slash vegetable, and then it's cold, and then there's celery, and there's
You'll be
alcohol on
surprised.
it.
First of all, don't you drink tomato juice or soup
Oh,
for you? You
whoa.
have
You're
tomato
revealing too much
soup.
information about me there, buddy. Yes, I do drink tomato soup, which apparently is so weird. A nice tomato
Tomato soup is
Hibisco
like
kill
not
me.
the most delicious thing I would say. So like, I feel like it's the same thing. Like
And
it
I don't
really
want alcohol in
is.
there. That's
You'd be
weird.
surprised. Maybe it is an idea. I think brunch doesn't have to involve alcohol. I think brunch has to involve vibes. It just after you it's what are you coming to? You get the invite. It's at El Rey. It's on a Saturday. Okay, you know the vibes. If it's at Zetania and it's more about the food, less about the drinks, it's no bottomless drinks. Oh, okay, we're having a cute catch-up moment. You can feel free to plan anything after this. If you are going to reggaeton brunch, oh, we're going to a party. We're gonna like literally let our hair down. We're gonna have some fun. Those are like the brunches. Anything else, you're just going to eat.
Absolutely. I mean, when I think about my favorite brunches in DC, of course I loved it when you showed us Barrow. I like the food, location, decor,
What do you think
but
about homemade brunches? I really would love one of our friends to like plan a homemade brunch. Let's just do like a whole potluck.
yeah, I just think, I mean, that's super fun for me. Like, I really just like eating and people, but I do think brunch for me does require like alcohol or some kind of, substance that balances out the people. I'm not saying that, if you're sober or anything, that you can't participate, but I think like someone has to be on something. Ooh. And that something could be coffee. That something could be some, a Celsius.
I mean, I know the 9:30 Club has a cafe in there for people that don't drink.
Absolutely. My favorite also brunches, other than reggaeton brunch, I think that I really like La Vie's brunch, especially the rooftop cabana. I enjoy that space, just being able to look on the wharf. You get your little
You
aesthetic,
know,
your
so you
pictures.
know the wharf and Southeast are like, you know, it's pretty much together. They're together, they're neighbors.
Yeah, I do know how a map works. Yes. Have you been to LaVie's brunch, Raffi?
I have not. I have not been graced. You have never invited me. But we went to a like a LaVie dupe, which was, I feel like, Cafe Riggs, and that shit was delicious.
Yeah, I mean, you've been to the Diplomat for brunch. I mean, we've been to a lot of places for brunch. I mean, there's just, I mean, everyone I feel like has a basic brunch. What was that other place? L'Oreal Plaza.
L'Oreal Plaza is so fun, but they don't have bottomless. They don't have like, they have like pitchers that are not that great.
What
But
about
yeah,
Cuba Libre? Do they have a brunch?
Cuba Libre has really good. If y'all want good mimosas at home, or not mimosas, mojitos, they have
Yeah.
really good mojitos. What's your like go-to drink?
First of all, I do love a basic mimosa, but my go-to drink is a it's definitely like a jalapeno and prickly pear margarita.
Stop. 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 You have never ordered that.
Oh my God. Are you fucking cocking me right now?
If you don't, I was about to say armadillo sour, honey.
Armadillo. Armadillo. First of all,
A
Armadillo sour, obviously for the divas. I could do a whiskey sour. When I have like rail
whiskey
drinks.
sour.
No,
Whiskey
you know when you
sour.
have to do
That's
rail drinks
yours.
and there's like some open bar and they'll have like rail drinks or something. Whiskey sour, I can get through. Obviously rosé. Everyone knows me. Prosecco. First of all, Prosecco. Rosé. Anything sparkling gets my just gets my juices flowing. But I love margaritas. But I like jalapeno and prickly pear or guava. Something with a kick. Something interesting. Cucumber. Something that refreshes the palate. It becomes so monotonous in the idea that there's so many different types of brunches, regular brunches, drag brunches. Then there's those sexy brunches like La Boom or Homme Brunch. And you have some experience doing these adult-only brunches.
I heard some tea about brunch.
To be clear, you're saying that some of these brunch spots, especially the more risque ones, are having some management and some staffing issues because, their staff works with us as well.
Apparently, if you work for some of these other brunches, you can't work for any other place.
Not to be messy, chat, but I do think that me and Raffy, we, that's what I mean, have experienced with some, I don't want to say negativity because we don't care enough for it to be negativity, but people really will comment on reggaeton brunch and what we're doing and how life goes. And they feel like there's like competing brunches. Everyone has a brunch, but like, brunch has every, that's what we've been saying the whole time. Every brunch has its own vibes. Like, if you're at La Vie, you're dressing up to the nines, it's gonna be very fancy. Da, da, da. If you are at Barrel, you get to kind of be relaxed, but still have a good, robust, kind of rustic vibe. And I think it's about what you're bringing, but it's not about competition. But we definitely had a lot of people comment about us and our brunch and how they have been treated multiple cases. That's the weird part, it's like multiple people have been treated. Badly just because they've worked at the reggaeton brunch,
You know,
but
yeah, like I don't understand it. Like, you have so many different brunches you can go to.
I mean, obviously we're talking about brunch because we love it so much. That's why we started reggaeton brunch. We've had so many heartfelt conversations at brunch, and we love going through all the types of brunches, and that's why we want our brunch specifically to be the most fun brunch in this motherfucking city. You know what I'm saying? But usually at our brunches, it is a lot of just tea spilling and a lot of nectars. Is brunch always connected to like an after party? And that's why I say, like, what kind of brunch do
Brunch,
you like? Do you like going in the early morning? Because probably not, right? Because you wanna
that's
go
why I
into
pushed.
the
That's
evening.
why when I was doing reggaeton brunch, we started at 3. Our first cutoff was 3, but then after that, I was like, that's not enough time. We need 4. We need to go until 4 because people want to stick around if the party's right, if the vibe is right. And every time people stick around, and I think that it's so fun. Like, I really appreciate, like you said, the messiness that happened. But funny people will be coming to brunch. I was cracking up with every table this weekend. Everyone was making me
Oh my
laugh,
God, the
especially.
y'all are so fun. It really is so fun. Like the conversations are wild and people are just so open. And that's kind of the magic of brunch. And that's why any restaurant, any location, I'm like, brunch needs to be a place where everyone can just be themselves.
Yeah, you can't. The staff has to match the vibes. That's another thing that I will say that 90% of the time, the bartenders at El Rey are have it together, and they're always working. Literally, I mean, 90% is a solid number. Okay, I am.
Booze.
It's a solid, like, hey, you're still in the A zone. I love y'all, but like, so I'm, don't remember the same routines we asked of them. So I think that it all blends together very well. Now I'm just very excited to like keep trying other brunches about the food. I really want to enjoy brunch again.
Oh my God, the food, y'all.
2023 was literally about working brunches, and now I also don't want to lose the culture of brunch. And not, I think I aging out of a bottomless brunch is definitely a possibility for me. Like, I feel like at this
Aging
point,
out. I just
no,
feel like
not
bottomless
aging
is an
at
occasion.
some,
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you don't want to do it every time. There was,
yes.
and not to spill Raffy's tea, but there was a time when Raffy would do bottomless brunch every weekend.
The Instagram will tell them that they're not surprised.
And
Okay,
again,
they're
it's no
not
shade, it's no
surprised.
judgment or nothing. It's just, you know, every weekend is a choice for anyone's liver, right?
100%. And so I definitely like learned to just be like, sometimes you just need coffee at a brunch. Sometimes it's just a morning after brunch. Sometimes you really just want to come and go. You know what I'm saying?
I got in the bathroom at brunch.
That was fun. Also, the
Wait,
bathroom
there was a
after,
brunch you
in the
did that.
bathroom.
Which brunch was that? There was a brunch we did, and we did brunch, and then we did after, and you ended up with some guy.
I ended up in Arlington that day.
Yeah, see, a lot of fun things happen at brunch. I don't know how we got there.
I
What did
know
we do before that?
the brunch confidence is real. You will leave brunch so confidently after
Yes, I
bottomless
will say I
brunch.
have looked a fool and big fool walking around here in little heels, crazy velvet dresses at 3 p.m., bright lights, spilling champagne in random bars every time, and never feel any sense of any care. I just like that carefree. That's the best part about brunch, is like when you go and really have fun and let loose, even with the drinks or not, it's like, oh, that's just ready to have fun. Like, we want to keep going.
Yes, I think that is something that I love seeing people. When I'm at brunch, when we're doing reggaeton brunch, is like just connecting with people, and people really just open and talk to you. They'll just talk to you. And for me, sometimes I
Booze.
can overthink a little bit with conversations. So it's really fun just to like spill the tea and just like receive conversation without having to feel like it's small talk. I hate small talk, but I constantly feel like I have to engage in it.
So,
So.
you know, I'm holding myself accountable on this podcast by saying, you know, I just have to interact more with our with the reggaeton brunch audience. I think it's so interesting, y'all, on the other side when you're a performer, right? Because the thing is, Raffy's out there, right, DJ, kind of with the people, and then we're in the back running back and forth. And by the time I'm done, I'm like, I'm tired now. I just want to sit and wait.
Nunu is a Ru Girl before being on RuPaul's Drag Race. Let me tell you, she comes and goes. She's finally sticking around until four,
I know,
but
sticking
she
around is
used to
being
be
so
like, oh,
hard.
2:30, right? Like
No, I
2:30.
would literally spend like no
Hey, can
more
you
than
give me
3
my tip
hours.
money? Can you give me our tip money?
But I am actually super nervous. So reggaeton brunch, as we say, is coming up on 1 year, on May 25th, and it's so exciting but scary because when we started reggaeton brunch a year ago, those first two brunches, especially during the summer and Pride, were
Traumatizing.
insane. I'm
In
th and I
every
feel
sense of
like
the
it, and I
word.
look back and
Every
like
sense
I'm
of the
like, what
word.
happened? Because I would be end up fucked up every time. I'm like, I don't, again, I
We
don't drink like that. And I would be like, why am I drunk? Like, really drunk.
that first reggaeton brunch, I have never
I
gotten so
drank
drunk in my
so much.
life.
I think I drank more the second one. That's the worst part.
The second one, no, I had learned my lesson. I said, girl, eat, and I was fine. But you were definitely committed. No, I think it was you. I think you were living your just. I think you were really committed to the party girl lifestyle,
Oh
and like
yeah, that was my party girl era.
you were really in it. You were like, you were just laughing. Where's that girl? Because she was taking shots.
Sorry, just to give context. So Nunu Paris, and we don't do it, of course. I'm like Taylor Swift. Goes through eras, right? We go through eras. And last year was our era of being out and about, right? We didn't do it, was doing
I've been
events in
out. You're out. Your
person.
era. Your era. My era
Our
has. I'm
event.
still pretty much out, kind of.
Our
Still 60%
combined
out.
era of being
50%.
out about with our social, media group, and it was just a lot of fun, a lot of fun, right? And I was in this party girl space, and that's why brunch was so appealing. And we started reggaeton brunch because I was like, oh my God, I'm going out and I'm dressing up and I'm going out to brunch like all the time. And that's like what we did. And we became so almost over brunch because we were going to brunches, like Ravi said, all the time. And I was just in this space of like partying and feeling like Paris Hilton. And the worst part about drag, especially in doing makeup, is that like obviously you're supposed to, sorry, not obviously, because y'all,
Yeah.
some of y'all don't do it, but you're supposed to do, get better, right? You're supposed to look
Yeah.
prettier every year. And that, looking back, I'm like, oh, who is this monster? Who is this giant monster just looming around DC? Just being like, brunch, brunch. Because y'all, again, like I always say, I am very. In real life, like I was wearing pasties and brunches, titties out in brunches, brunches at men's urinals and dresses, just icons.
Marry, fuck, kill brunches. La Vie. La Mont Royale. Or Beryl. Marry, fuck, kill.
I would definitely marry Beryl for sure. I
Okay.
think it's about consistency. Marriage is about consistency.
Okay.
I definitely would. Ooh, it's so hard. Okay, I want you to know that I really love
It's
Lamont.
not hard for me. I would fucking kill Le Mont Royale.
I really like
A
Lamont Royale.
$36 burger, mediocre burger, by the way. A 36 dry burger is crazy.
I do think the prices and the food were a little questionable, but I did like the interesting amount of drinks
Aesthetic.
and I did like the
Oh, and the drinks were
aesthetic.
bottomless. Yeah, I do like the
Yeah, the
bottomless
drinks and the
drinks.
aesthetic were really cute and I really was into that, but aesthetic can't survive a place. So we killed that one, but I still enjoy all my times there. And
I do
then
too.
definitely
I
we
just.
fought La Vie. The thing about La Vie is that the food was not like the best. It was definitely, to that level of fancy when it's like so fancy that it's like doesn't taste good.
Like, wait, like, no, I no, like, what's that place called? I feel like Mi Vida is like that. Like, really cute place, but like the food is kind of mediocre. Presidente, kind of like that too.
Boots.
Food mediocre, but great environment. So sometimes it is like a camouflage, no shade.
What's your toxic brunch trait? I don't know if anyone at brunch ever knows I do this, but pretty much at every brunch I go to smoke in the bathrooms at any location I'm at. So I just like am drinking and then I'll just disappear and get like high and then start drinking more and then just keep the party going. And I think it just leads to such a fun level of messiness. And I think that's how I end up on El Rey bathroom floors in drag, being like, oh my God.
Not floor. Don't spill your don't make up your tea. Like that is you've
That's
never been
not
on the
my tea. That's
floor.
something on the video. Check the reels, Diva.
Oh no, you were on the floor though. I would have been
Close
concerned.
to
I would have held your hair.
it.
I feel like my toxic brunch trait, I haven't done it in a while, but especially like back in the day, I used to just like if I didn't really connect with the group, like back when I was friends with a lot of white gays. I would just really just start messy shit. I would just like start like kind of like stir the pot a little bit. I'd be like, oh, so and so, are you ready to go see so and so show? Don't you
The
think so?
show is crazy.
Well, remember that one had their own little music career, whatever that was. And so I used to just like, and the other person would always talk shit about their music career. And so I would just always bring it up, and then they would always start fighting about it.
Let me tell you Rafi's actual toxic brunch trait. Rafi's toxic brunch trait is
Oh, tell me about yourself.
calling Nunu Paris drunk after brunch.
You are drunk. You're
No,
fucking
calling
drunk. Pick yourself
no,
off the
you
floor.
calling me on the phone drunk after brunch is so fun. So what is the perfect brunch meal then? I just think that steak is my favorite brunch food. And I think that's so not like weird or anything, but like I always find a steak. I'm like, is there a steak? Give it to me.
I love Eggs Benedict. If I'm at a
You do.
ranch,
Oh my
it's
gosh, always eggs. I'm always like, who eats
I
eggs at
love
brunch?
Eggs Benedict. But also, Barrel has the best breakfast carbonara. We have to go back to Barrel. Let's go Barrel. Well, no, again, I'm in my health journey right now, and so I'm not eating out during the week, or dare I say, I'm gonna put my try to hold myself accountable during the weekends, and really just try to like get my shit together, because I w my goal this year is just to have a good, consistent relationship with food without thinking about food. And so I
Food.
think I just need to just like step away from the bank account, stop wasting all this money on eating out, and really just invest on good food that's treating my body nicely.
Same, I'm still in my HelloFresh bag, but brunch is about bad food. It's about
I know. That's why I
greasy.
love brunch. That's why I can't wait to. So I will see you back in brunch in a month. But my favorite brunch food, I mean, again, I really like Mexican brunch food. Like I love Delania is always really good. But if it's not like the Mexican fusion, I just put me in an Eggs Benedict. So fucking good. And pancakes. I love a waffle.
I didn't realize that there's certain places in DC that can't even do chicken and waffles. I'm like, how do you make your chicken taste like fish? How do you make let your waffles be dry as hell? So if you're listening to this on Friday, this April 19th, make sure you join us at El Rey on 420 for our 420 brunch with some amazing drag artists hosted by yours truly, Nunu Paris. So we turned it out last weekend. It was a party down last Saturday. It's gonna be a party down this Saturday. So make sure you follow at Reggaeton Brunch CC for all updates and tickets while they're still available. Make sure you follow your girl at Nunu Paris, at Nunu Paris, y'all, and get ready for a fun season of Pride as we get ready for our year anniversary of Reggaeton Brunch. Where can they find you at, Rappy?
You can find me at Way to Do a Podcast on all the platforms, and of course, Reggaeton Brunch. And of course, don't forget, you can find me and Nunu Paris to well today at the Coop for Taylor Swift Bingo. Taylor Swift Music Bingo. Win a free, I think it's $100 gift card to Coop. You got free food. They have good food. Get their Brussels sprouts. If you like Taylor Swift, come through. I
If you like
am.
drag, if you like me, if you like bingo, you can come through too. Wait, don't throw up at brunch. Why should they throw up at brunch, Rafi?
Because that's embarrassing. And also, don't get it's embarrassing. You get kicked out. You'll get kicked out. No one, why shouldn't you throw up at brunch? Because no Uber's gonna want to take you home. You could lose your phone. You could literally like ha get puke on yourself. And the goal for brunch is either to have fun or find some good afters. And if you throw up, you're not you're it doesn't matter how good your brunch was, you just fucked it up. You fucked it up for your friends, and you fucked it up for you. So go home.
Take a 30-minute hour break and then keep on going,
I
bitch.
just don't understand. But Nunu Paris has thrown up from. I just have never thrown up from brunch.
I've never seen it from brunch either.
You are the. You definitely have made yourself throw up. You were like, I ate too
I've
much.
only thrown up at night. I don't throw up during the daytime.